Hey everybody, this is Brother Paxton. I'm coming to you today once again from Rockbridge County, Virginia. We are standing in front of the old Broad Creek Presbyterian Church. Years and years ago, during the first Great Awakening, this church and so many others in this area of Virginia were on fire for God and having revival. It was a time where my fifth great-grandfather came to Christ and served as a ruling elder over at another church that we'll take you to on down the road. I want us to read Psalm 27 because I think today we are Psalm 27 Christians, or at least we should be. And here's what I mean by that. We're going to start in the first verse and we're going to read through verse 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm reading from the New American Standard, the 1977 edition. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life, whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. You know, God wants to do that for us. Okay? Though a host, here's verse 3, though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, and I'm going to tell you in the spiritual sense right now, war has risen against the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. And that's what God is looking for today, is a bunch of confident Christians. That word confident in the Hebrew means this. It's pronounced batak, I think. And it means to be bold, to be confident, to be secure, to be sure, to be careless. Not careless as in reckless, bad way. Careless in, I am not afraid of anything that they can trot out against me, because God is on my side. And that's the mindset of the born-again child of God. As a verb, it indicates to trust, to be confident. It expresses the feeling in the Hebrew of safety and security. It's the kind that's felt when one can rely on someone or something else. So you and I aren't going out here to face this spiritual battle today in our own strength. We're relying on the strength of God. We're relying on the presence and the power of Jesus. It's also used in 2 Kings 18:5 to show trust in God. In addition, this expression can also relate to the state of being confident, secure, and without fear. And so basically what the psalmist is telling us is because of the great God that we serve, and because of the presence of His Holy Spirit within us, we have nothing to be afraid about. We have nothing to be scared about. We can be confident, even though there's war raging against us, even though enemies come up against us. My heart will not fear, the psalmist said. We can be confident because of whose, W-H-O-S-E, we are. And if we are in Christ, we have already, because Calvary took place 2,000 years ago, we have already the victory. Praise God. And so no judge, no senator, no congressman, no alderman, none of them pose a threat to the child of God. And so it's time that the church stands up on its two feet and stands firm and portrays to the world in love what thus saith the Lord. Because this thing can be changed around and this battle's already been won. It's hard to see that. When you see the shape of our society today, it's hard to picture the battle already being won, but it is. And so we know at the very least, in the midst of this battle, Christ is going to return for His church, praise God. That's at the very least. And the road getting there, we can stand our ground in confident assurance that Jesus has our back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you today to pick up the blood-stained banner of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ once again. Cling to this word as never before and stand your ground in 2023 and beyond until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. It's called the rapture any day now, and he'll come back for his church, and we're out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So this is Brother Paxton from the old Broad Creek Presbyterian Church. I'm sure they had some Jesus coming back soon sermons back in the day, saying, go with God and he will go with you. Bless you.